There was no strategy. There was no, if I hadn't gotten depressed, I would have started my show. If I hadn't gotten depressed, I wouldn't have left that industry, PR, all of that. So literally, and now, because of that, I am the happiest I've ever been in my life. And the wealthiest I've ever been in my life. And the most, you know, comfortable ever. So all of these things happened because I got depressed.
Do you remember when you were speaking to me right now? You said that when you were a kid, you felt lonely.
Yeah.
And you've just written a book about how in 2017, you got depressed. Has the loneliness ever left you?
It has. It has. So there's been a differentiation between loneliness and aloneness.
Okay.
When you are at peace with yourself, it becomes aloneness, not loneliness. So I choose, like my retreat, I choose to be alone. I choose to be by myself. And I enjoy the joy of being alone, the joy of missing out. And once I became at peace with myself, it transformed the same. That's what joy does. The same physical experience.
Yeah.
Can be either sad or happy. The same experience. So for me, the same aloneness that used to make me lonely,
yeah,
I now look forward to it. Busy, I'm looking forward to going back to Lagos, to going back to my house. You know, even though I've had fun here. I'm just like, I'm looking forward to being back at home. You know, so yes, that's why I say depression saved my life. I realized that the problem was that I was unhappy inside. It wasn't because I was alone. It wasn't because, and until I sorted that out, it would taint every experience that I had.
That moment, when you were just about to cut it, what made you not do?
To end my life?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was nothing that I could hold on to. I say that it's most likely two things. It's most likely, I think it's just luck. Many of us call luck God. Yeah. So it could be God as well. So if you call it God, which sometimes I do, you will not be mistaken. But the physical, material word for what's happened is just luck. Because, and then maybe on a lesser level, I'm an only child. I didn't want to break my mother's heart. Maybe on a lesser level. But at that moment, when I remember that moment, I just pressed the throttle and kept moving. Nothing, there was no conscious process.
There wasn't a conscious process. Judy, do you have true friends?
Oh, yes. I have annoying friends. I have true friends. Oh, I know I have true friends. I have friends that if anything happened to me, I know my mother will be fine.
Awesome.
I have friends that even if we fought tomorrow, I know my secrets are safe.
Awesome.
You know? Yes, I've known that for a long time. I've been lucky when it comes to friends.
You know, when you're speaking, you use this word, these two particular words.
Okay.
Luck.
Yes.
Luck. I mean, let me just even forget about it next week. Just luck.
Yeah.
You use it a lot.
Yes. It's weird because this is the first interview that I'm using it a lot. So but it's because I truly believe in it. But people haven't asked me questions that have led me to talk a lot about luck. In African society, we call it grace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we don't, because, you know, so there's been a scientific study of luck.
Yep.
Jim Collins has taken a lot of top companies in the S&P 500,
yep,
and defined what luck means. An event that was completely out of their control, that no strategy could have made happen. He defined this with three criteria and defined how it manifests in the life of companies. And and luck doesn't mean that you didn't work hard. It means that luck means, return on luck is how do you work hard when you get lucky?
Okay.
So I got lucky in driving off instead of killing myself. But that luck I wouldn't have gotten any return on luck if that experience didn't change my life. If I didn't take the learnings from that experience. So I got lucky. I acknowledged that. Now, what do I do with my luck? Most of us, and I know that I won't always get lucky. The nature of life is that you will get lucky sometimes, but you can't plan based on luck. You have to be prepared for luck. So with many of us, one, we don't know how to differentiate luck from the results of strategy. So we mistake. That's why many people cannot sustain their progress. They don't know, this was luck, so I cannot expect it again. This wasn't luck, so I have to create strategy to maintain it. You know, so I am acutely aware of what is luck and what is outcome in my life. And once it is luck, I take advantage. I do not let luck go without a return on it. I immediately go into action.
Today, regardless of how this conversation goes, you have changed this platform.
Thank you.
I'm
glad to hear that.
I really appreciate you. Is there anything that we can still speak about that we haven't?
I think we've covered everything. Okay. We've covered principles. And awesome. I always say that principles are more important than anecdotes. Awesome. So, awesome.
Yes. Now, I have a few other questions.
Right.
Motivation or discipline in the pursuit of becoming?
Oh, discipline more than that. Awesome. Discipline. Without a doubt.
My next one is the best advice you have ever received. Give it to us too.
Today is not tomorrow.
You're going to have to explain this.
It was given by Obiageli Ezekwesili, former World Bank Vice President and former Minister of Education. In 2016, when myself and Adebola were going through a financial crisis, she sent us an email. I still have it. Said, Adebola, today is not tomorrow. It looks dark today. But the actions you take today can change the outcome for tomorrow.
I want to throw this one in there. You know, what have you learned that you... Just one sentence that young people can use...
To
change their lives too.
There's so much, but I'm trying to look for one. This is my favorite one, but I'm trying to see whether it will land. There is no one way to be a human being. Especially in Africa, we index hard on conformity. This is the way you must do it. There's no time. You must have children at this age. You must have a business at this age. You must do this. You must do that. That is part of the reason why our continent is the way it is, our mind-numbing desire to conform. We need rebels. We need weirdos. We need people who say no. We need mad people. People who reject the norm. People who thoughtfully reject the norm. But there is no one way to be a human being. There's no one way. The fact that you saw everybody growing up in your area doing that means nothing. You know, somebody created a path. Somebody started a podcast. Somebody tinted their hair. Somebody, you know, somebody lost an election and came back and contested again after losing. The beauty of being a human being is our constant ability to choose the path we want to take.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
I was just hoping you don't say that somebody came back to contest for election at 87.
But somebody also did that. I'm telling you, you know, I learned a lot from Donald Trump. I don't have to agree with his politics. You know, if you look at Donald Trump, shun of the politics, you learn about a person who has realized himself.
Her.
Who is so mad that they dance only to their own beats, to the beat in their head.
Yes, yes, yes.
Donald Trump came back to the presidency despite the fact that his wife and his daughter don't want this. So they've not followed him back into the White House. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, nobody has ever done what he has done. The first criminally convicted president. That's the point at which the shame becomes so much that you slink away and hide.
Yeah.
But he chooses not to. And it's not just him. It's Barack Obama being a first-term senator and saying I can run for president. The audacity of it. And it's just on a personal level, the auntie in your family that left an abusive marriage, even when everybody was telling her to stay.
Yeah.
So that's what it means to be a human being, is to choose how you will exist in this world. And there is a joy that comes from saying yes to your own choice, not what you think you should do for every other person. You know, to affirm your own spirit.
If that's what really, not if, I know, that's what really makes people become.
Yes.
Simply by choosing their path and walking. Damn what everybody would say.
Damn what everybody would say.
But it's a big problem in Africa.
Huge. Huge. Because of fear. It's because of poverty has led to fear. So fear knows what I mean. Abundance enables people to take more risks.
Yep.
So if you know that you can declare bankruptcy and then you can still get, you know, whatever it is, you are allowed to take more risk.
Yeah.
We don't have that materially. So it affects our psyche. So it takes more effort to take risks in these spaces, because if you fall down, you may never get up.
That's true.
Yes. So I empathize with people like that, with people who have to do that. But they are missing out on a level of joy that you can only experience when you affirm your own spirit. They're missing out on it.
I mean, look, while you were speaking, I was just thinking, can you imagine a life where you can't do what you want to do?
Exactly. It's a mystery.
Since you were a child.
Yes.
Connected Minds Podcast.